Welcome to Menace Poppin'. I am Scott Keller, along with Steve St. Pierre. We are, this is week 11 of the NBA season, and this is kind of it. It's our preview, hopefully, for the debut coming up next week, but maybe you might hear this one, who knows. But yeah, this is it. We've been looking forward to this for quite some time.
Happy New Year, happy new pod. See what I did there?
I did see exactly what you did there. But yeah, this is a long time coming. I'm glad we finally got this going. I'm super stoked, super excited. Hopefully even the trailer showed that. But yeah, let's get started. First thing I think I want to talk about, just some crazy performances in the NBA over the last week.
We've had a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, some of the big ones. We got Zion yesterday, put up like 43 points, which was pretty crazy. And I think he had, 18 or something of those in at the end of the game, fourth quarter. I can't remember what that stat was, but.
Yeah, it was insane. Total 43 points. And just, solid across the board. He's getting 5 assists, a steal, a block, a 3. I mean, he's just doing everything. And that's a big win for them. They win 119-118 against Minnesota. They are now first in the Western Conference. So huge credit to them, huge credit to that team. And they're doing this without Brandon Ingram. So that's, they're going to have another guy coming in that's going to, take them up another gear. So it's really impressive what they've done. And they're going to have the Lakers as draft pick too. So they are in a very good spot moving forward.
Yeah, you see that debate all the time. Who won the Anthony Davis trade? And I guess it goes back and forth. But right now, looks like the Pelicans won that trade.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
the Lakers got that championship.
They got a championship. Yeah. But yeah, moving forward, it's all Pelicans.
Yeah.
They're in such a good spot.
But yeah, I was also reading a lot of stuff. Are the Pelicans going to come out of the West? Can that happen?
I mean,
I don't know. But
right now, the West is wide open. I mean, we've talked before in previous iterations of this pod. It's wide open right now. I mean, you've got the Pelicans, you've got the Nuggets, you've got the Grizzlies. You have all these young teams, the Clippers. You have all these young teams that haven't won before, but they're all right there in like prime position. So one of these teams, I think, is at least going to make it to the Western Conference Finals. And then once you get that far, anything can happen.
Yep. Let's see, another guy a lot of people talked about this week, Doncic versus the Knicks, had that crazy line, 60 points, 21 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, a block. It was just insane, full line. And I don't know, there's not much else you can say about that. I know we were talking before the cast, though, about, Dallas and keeping him in the lineup. I'm sure they're going to try and stay in those top 10, at least stay in a play-in. So,
yeah, for sure. They're going to be fighting. They're going to be competing. So you got to figure for fantasy, you got to love having Luka on your squad right now. I mean, he's just been incredible. He is coming off of, the 60-point, 21 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, a block, 2 three-pointers.
Yeah.
Shot 68 from the field. He's just been incredible. He's carrying that team by himself. We'll go over some of their injuries, but they've got a couple. And, yeah, he's just carrying that whole entire team on his back. And it's great because, like we said, load management's not going to really be much of an issue for him and for that team because they need him to compete. And they're, like you said, they're trying to stay, if they can, in the top 6 and avoid that play-in situation.
Yeah.
But even if they get, to the play-in, they're going to need, it's going to be all hands on deck the rest of the way. So
exactly. And then lastly, the talk of probably the favorite right now to be a back-to-back-to-back MVP, Jokic. And he had that crazy, that was back December 18th against the Hornets. He had, 40 points, 27 rebounds, 10 assists. Just insane. I've never seen a line like that in forever. I'm looking at the game log and I'm like, oh, that's a crazy, crazy line, right? And then you look at his other games, they're just as insane. The 25th against the Suns at Christmas Day, he put up 41, 15, and 15. So,
dude, this entire month, if you go back to December, go back to the very beginning of December, like look at the fourth, 32, 16, 9 assists at Pelicans. That's huge. Now, they lost that game. They lost pretty badly, but you can't blame him. And he's been just a stud. As far as, you know, he got drafted number one everywhere in every league possible.
Rightfully so.
He was the number one guy. And he did start off a little slow in November. So people were kind of – and other, you know, other players started off real hot. So some people were kind of like, I don't know, maybe this was the year Jokic shouldn't have gone number one. You look at him since the beginning of December, he's back to being – the Joker. He's back to being that guy that was taken number one for a reason in every single league. So he's an absolute stud. He gets all these out of position stats. You know, he's a center, but he plays like a guard. You just love it. And for, especially for nine category, but really, like I said, any league, any fantasy league, he's your guy. And moving forward, rest of season, he's the one of all the great players. He's the one guy that's been the most durable. He hasn't missed games. You know, he's been out there. And just like we said about Dallas, Denver's going to be competing. They're not going to be taking games off or taking nights off. It's very tight in the West. These guys need all their hands on deck. So, he should be good to go moving forward.
They shot up to the top of the standings real quick. Denver is such an interesting team, too, because I'll get into the betting stuff because I actually don't bet on Denver ever because they have way too many weapons and they do too many things.
They do.
It's like they're that good. I'm like,
and they're getting healthy now. You got Michael Porter Jr. Back, Jamal Murray. He sat out last night back to back, but otherwise he's looked fine. He's getting better. And they're rocking and rolling.
But Jokic, games he doesn't score over 15, he's putting 15 assists and 15 rebounds on the line too. And like you said, since December, I mean, he's been amazing all season, right? But I was, you mentioned December and I look at this and I'm like, he's averaging, what is this? Easily a triple double in the month of December with, how many points is that? I don't see that, but 12 rebounds, 10 assists a game averaging. But that's nuts. Anyways, so that's just one thing I want to touch on real quick. I know you got some stuff to hop in here now. Some big injuries.
Yeah, we've got a lot of injuries in the NBA right now, so we should definitely tackle some of these. And we'll just go kind of in order here. We're going to start at the very top. Anthony Davis. He is still the number one overall ranked player across nine categories in terms of average. Obviously, he's missed so many games that his total numbers have gone down. But per game, he's still the number one guy, even with as good as Jokic has been and Luka and, you know, even guys that we haven't mentioned yet, like Durant, Curry, all of these guys. Anthony Davis is the number one ranked player. Unfortunately, he has a stress injury in his right foot. He is out indefinitely. Sounds like he's going to be reevaluated in like a week or so, but he doesn't sound like he's going to be anywhere close to coming back. So it really screws the Lakers and it screws over any fantasy owners who have Davis on their team, obviously. There's not a whole lot you can really do. You just have to kind of stash him on your IL and hope for the best. Just hope for some kind of holiday miracle here that we get word that he's improving and somehow working his way back. But, and the more that the Lakers lose, you know, the less likely they are to rush him back. You know,
sure,
I think they're going to just kind of take their time. So
really,
I mean, we'll get into ads and stuff a little bit later, but the one guy I want to mention is Thomas Bryant. If he's out there in any league, he should be picked up. And he's had a couple games where the minutes have been kind of down. But overall, I mean, he's just giving you too much production. You have to have him. And
exactly.
If the Lakers are trying to compete right now, they need to play Thomas Bryant. They need to start him and play him at least 30 minutes a game. Unfortunately, on Christmas, he only played 19 minutes. It was a really weird game against Dallas where they tried to go small. Probably because Dallas is a smaller team, but Dallas was playing Christian Wood like the whole game, and he dominated, and they didn't put Bryant back in there. So he only played 19 minutes, but a couple days ago against Orlando, he played 31 minutes. He had 21 points, 10 boards. He's hitting threes. He gets steals and blocks relatively occasionally. not as consistent as you would like on the defensive side, but the points, rebounds, you know, good percentages, just solid. you know, and again, as long as his minutes are somewhere near the 30s, he'll be fine. So pretty much any fantasy league, I think, if Thomas Bryant's sitting out there, go grab him.
Yeah, I think I've seen a lot of leagues where the people that had Anthony Davis are the people that were able to get Thomas Bryant, because right away when they're like, he's out, they just picked him right up to replace him. So.
Yep. So, yeah, hopefully AD comes back. But I think you just, you know, you have to keep your fingers crossed, but also just keep utilizing that plan B. And maybe, you know, if there's, in terms of trades, I mean, I don't know what you're going to get for him. I think you probably want to wait and see, you know, wait for some positive news on him, that he's showing some signs of working his way back. But again, you know, with the Lakers, you have to be concerned about the more they lose, you know, do they just shut down LeBron? Do they maybe even trade LeBron? Who knows? There's a lot of options out there. So just kind of keep an eye on that whole situation if you have AD.
Yeah. You know,
just keep your fingers crossed. Hope for the best.
Just that video, the clip, I think that was post-game, just came out with LeBron too. All he wants to do is win. So that kind of goes into your possible trade situation.
Yeah.
And then just one thing to touch on the Davis thing, as far as the betting stuff is concerned. Since Davis has been out of the lineup, the Lakers are 1-6 against the spread. So you see the Lakers.
Not good.
Take who they're playing.
Attack
with or against your points.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And in fantasy too, if you're streaming, pay attention to the matchups. Pay attention to, you know, who's playing against the Lakers. And
correct.
Absolutely attack that. So,
and
especially if we see LeBron's going to sit too, because they have been resting him on some back-to-backs. They've been load managing him a little bit. So the more they lose, the more that stuff is going to continue.
Yep. And as far as the over-under as well, you can see the big difference where the defense lacks a little bit without AD in there. And the Lakers are actually 5-2 towards the over since Anthony Davis has been out. So defenses, I mean, they weren't that great to begin with, but now it's bad. So look, everybody, who they're playing.
Yep, for sure. Next injury I wanted to get to was Devin Booker. He has a left groin strain and is going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks. So not good at all. He's out at least a month. You know, he just came back on Christmas, but was only able to play 4 minutes, and then he got pulled, and now they're basically shutting him down. So this is another situation, kind of like the Lakers, not as severe because Phoenix is sitting right now fifth in the West.
Yep.
Only 3 games back from the top, but, you know, that's a huge part of their team, you know, part of their firepower. You know, as long as Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, as long as those guys are still healthy, they still have a chance. You still have to think that they're going to compete. But, missing their leading scorer, their leading guy, that's going to be it's going to be really tough for them. They're probably going to slide back a little bit in the standings, but they're going to keep competing. We'll have to see if they get aggressive on the trade market. Hopefully they will, because they absolutely need to get somebody.
And then I assume, as far as the Suns are concerned, as far as replacing him or replacing him in a lineup with some other people, it's probably wide open. I assume people are available on waivers to pick up.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely by committee. And a lot of people have been attacking their other guards, like going after their other guards.
Like a Landry Shamet.
Shamet, Damian Lee, Josh Okogie. Ish Wainwright's gotten some minutes, and, you know, he's had a couple people. Who's the other one? Dwayne Washington. He's had a couple big games. He's actually looked pretty good. He might be the best of that bunch in terms of stats, especially in 9 categories. For me personally, the guy that I'm most comfortable picking up on that team is Torrey Craig, because I think that he has the safest role on that team. He's basically their third string power forward when everybody, like last year, he was their third string power forward because they had Jay Crowder as the starter and they had Cam Johnson behind him. Well, Cam Johnson's out. He's injured. And Jay Crowder is basically holding out right now. They're not playing him or using him in any way. And he's been on the trade market this whole season. So they need to get really aggressive here and try to make a move, you know, maybe move Crowder. And if they have to package him with one of those other guards or something, to get a veteran guy who can come in. I don't know who that is, but like, they need to make a move and get somebody. But until that happens, you can feel free to stream any of those guys we mentioned. For me, the guy that I feel most comfortable with is Torrey Craig. He's been starting now, you know, all year, really. You know, ever since Johnson went down at the beginning of the season, Torrey Craig's been the starter, and he's not, you know,
he's impressed me a lot with the rebounding stats I've seen in props. He's a excellent rebounder, and I didn't know anything about that until starting to bet on him. So
rebounding, and the defense is there. He blocks shots a little bit, but he gets a lot of steals. He's just a good, versatile guy. You know, he can play the three or the four. So if they go small, you know, either way, if they go small, if they go big, he's going to be out there. They trust him. They like him. You know, he and CP3 have good chemistry together. And, you know, it's been well documented that that Phoenix team, you know, they have some issues sometimes in that locker room. And sometimes it spills out to the court, you know, on the sidelines and stuff. So they really like Torrey Craig. They like his leadership. And, you know, he's going to be out there. So he's a guy, you know, I'm really big on either streaming him or, you know, shoot, just picking him up and just keeping him for a little bit to see how this thing unfolds and see until they, like I said, until they make a trade or something. He's kind of the safest guy.
How long was that Booker's expected to be out again?
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
He's going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks. So that means, you know, he could have a they you know, depending on how he progresses. I mean, they thought he was going to be good to go. They brought him back for the Christmas game, and obviously he showed that he wasn't ready yet, and so now they're shutting him down. So, and the same situation like we said with the Lakers too. I mean, if they go on a big losing streak, they might just say, screw it, you know, let's just play it safe and not mess around. But again, like if they're able to string a couple wins together and kind of hang on, they might get aggressive. They might try to make a trade or two and
sure,
keep it going. So just kind of, you know, pay attention to the standings, pay attention to how they're doing, and obviously pay attention to any trade news you get.
I'm very negative on the Suns. I'm personally, I think they're on the way down after the finals appearance and stuff. So
yeah, man, we talked about them before. Like, it feels like they kind of peaked with the team that they have right now. But again, like, that could change if they get aggressive and make a couple moves, you know, geared towards winning now, depending on who they bring in. That could change things. But like we said, there are so many young, dynamic teams in the West right now that they're fun to watch. They're, like, easy to cheer for, and it's great, man. It's great.
I guess my main thing to cheer for them is Monty Williams. I think he's awesome.
No question. And yeah, that's a great
one of my favorite head coaches in the entire NBA.
He's a great coach, and he's an even better guy. You can tell.
Yep.
I mean, just in everything that dude's been through.
You
talk about easy to root for.
Yep.
He is a very good head coach and a very easy guy to cheer for. But that being said, I agree. I think these other teams we've talked about, the Nuggets, the Pelicans, Grizzlies, Clippers, Kings are still in sixth.
They're hanging around.
And the Mavs, Luka, you know. And then you've got, like, even Portland. Portland's had, you know, they've had some inconsistencies in their lineup due to injury and whatnot, but you know, if with a healthy Dame Lillard, anything's possible. Their other players have been, you know, pretty solid, so if they go on a run, they can get into that top six too pretty easily. It's all wide open.
All right, I assume who you got next on the list, probably a Curry or something.
no, I want to talk about your boy.
You do.
Domantas Sabonis. This guy is a stud. He's got a right thumb fracture. Boom shakalaka indeed. He missed one game, but otherwise has committed himself to playing through this injury. And what he did last night, I mean, just I'm at a loss of words. He comes out. He gets 31 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, a steal, a block, 2 3-pointers, and shoots 67% from the field.
Yep, I had that all on my bench.
Oh, that sucks, man. That sucks, dude. He played 38 minutes. And most importantly, won against Denver, 127-126, helped his team win. That's amazing, and that's just a testament to him, testament to that team. They're serious about taking the next step. They're tired of missing the playoffs and, you know, being one of the jokes of the league. They're in sixth right now. If the playoffs started today, they'd be in. They wouldn't even be in the play-in tournament. They would be right smack in the playoffs. And, They're a fun team to watch, and he's the biggest part of that. And they took some heat when they traded for him because they gave up Tyrese Halliburton,
yep,
who we'll talk about in a little bit.
And Buddy Hield.
But, yeah, and Buddy Hield. But, you know, they're serious about taking it to the next step. And like we said, the West is wide open right now. So this is a good time for them to do it. And
yeah, I could talk about that trade all day, and I think it's a great trade because, you know me personally, I love Sabonis. I think he's awesome, but I also am a big Pacers fan, so I followed him over in Indiana like crazy. But yeah, also, giving up those two guys in Sacramento, they've got so many guys to play point guards and shooting guards over there.
Agreed.
So there's so many guards that they can do anything.
You have to have an elite big man, and especially in today's NBA, you have to have somebody who's a playmaker, somebody who's versatile, somebody who can guard multiple positions, guys who can handle the ball, see the floor, shoot, stretch the floor. He does all that. He checks all those boxes. So,
and you can see him making other guys around him better too. Which I was like, Harrison Barnes has had solid kind of year around
and,
him.
And, you know, while we're crediting head coaches, let's shout out Mike Brown. I mean, the job that he's done, and, you know, maximizing all these guys' skill sets. I mean, the career year we're seeing out of De'Aaron Fox right now, he's finally putting it together.
Exactly.
He's taken all this time. He's had all these different coaches and stuff, all these different systems. He's now finally in the best position to be successful, and we're seeing it. We're seeing it in their record, so it's awesome.
Yeah, Mike Brown. Man, we go through all these coaches. I even like Ty Lue over at the Clippers. Like, these player coaches. You just see a little difference in with them.
You do. You see it in the players themselves. How they respect. You know how they respect the system, respect the coach, and, you know, again, it's maximizing their skill sets, and that's translating to wins.
Like, I can't tell you how many times I've seen Chris Paul walk over to Monty Williams on the sideline, and they just look like they're just talking. They're like, it's just a mutual respect. It's equal.
It's good to see. It's good to see. Injuries. Let's keep it going, I guess. Andrew Wiggins, here's positive news. He's got a groin injury, and he's been battling an illness, but he's expected back pretty much any day now. So that's good news for the Warriors. They need him with Steph still being out.
Yep.
That'll be good. You know, so anybody who has him in season-long leagues, just kind of keep an eye on him and be ready to throw him right back in the lineup as soon as he gets the okay to play. Same can be said for Tyrese Maxey for the Sixers. He's been out with a left foot fracture, but he's due back tomorrow, Friday, the 30th. So anybody who has him, you can pretty much get him back in your lineup, ready to go. And, you know, they're probably going to take it easy on him the first, you know, at least first couple games, first few games, because, you know, the Sixers have been playing pretty well. They're in fifth right now.
They won what, 9 in a row or something like that?
But yeah, streak. Yeah. So, you know, I think they're going to they're not going to completely ease. Like, I think they're going to put them out there, but they just might ease up a little bit on the minutes and just kind of like slowly increase those as they go.
I don't know if there's any other injuries that you wanted to touch on specifically, but as you talk about that, I have to steal this though, because shout out to the Fantasy NBA podcast, because it's an excellent podcast. And he was talking about TJ Warren. And as you're talking about increasing minutes, that makes me think about him talking about TJ Warren. And yeah, as his minutes increase, TJ Warren looks like a guy that you might be able to add.
You know, he didn't have the greatest game last night.
Correct. He did. Yeah, I guess he had a big night.
But he's a good player. He's a good player. And again, like we've talked about him on our previous pod, you know, he's a guy that like has a history of, you know, putting up big numbers when he has a consistent role. And now he is starting to get that consistent minutes in the 20s. You know, he's back healthy. He's looked good. So last night, you know, he played 26 minutes. Didn't have a big role though. I mean, didn't get to really do a lot. He did block two shots, so that's something. That team, you know, Brooklyn, they're another team that's, you know, trying to compete.
And I don't know if this is a coincidence or not, but you're looking at the game log right now, and since he's returned,
10 game winning
Brooklyn
streak.
Is 10-1.
For sure. They needed that like consistent guy off their bench.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing for them, and it's been fantastic. And if anything happens to Durant or Kyrie, I mean, it's gonna be all systems go for him, We've talked about Royce O'Neal before. He's still starting and he's still got, you know, consistent minutes coming his way. So, you know, Claxton's been awesome for them too at center. He's been really, really good.
Yeah, very consistent.
Yeah, he's they're really just
seven and plus rebounds a game.
Again, we talk about head coaching right now. Jack Vaughn, the job that he's done. And again, those guys have bought in. The players have bought in. They look more, they look way more comfortable than they ever did at the beginning of this year under Nash. So,
just got to hope Kyrie doesn't cause another stir or something.
Yeah, and you know,
he'll do something eventually.
Something's going to happen at some point here. So just be, and again, that's all the more reason to maybe hang on to Warren just keep him, you know, keep him close, like, you know, keep him on your watch list or be ready to stream him when he plays. But yeah, no, that's a great call on TJ Warren. The only two other major injuries I wanted to touch on real quick were just Dorian Finney-Smith is going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. He has a right hip injury. And he has not been very good. We've talked about him too. He has not been very good this year, but Dallas keeps losing players. So now this is really big for the remainder of their roster. So guys like Tim Hardaway Jr., Reggie Bullock, you know, these are even bigger opportunities for them. And you got to think Dallas is going to keep kind of chucking along with the team they have. They're going to keep kind of playing small ball. Christian Wood needs to keep, you know, capitalizing on this opportunity. He's been really, really good. He looked great on Christmas against the Lakers. So, like I said, dominant.
And, I love Christian Wood. I love me some Christian Wood.
Yeah, and Luka needs that. He needs as much help as he can get. These other guys keep going down. So it's all the more reason to just kind of stay aggressive. If you're in season long, target Dallas players. At least for streaming, you know, definitely Tim Hardaway Jr. Reggie Bullock is day-to-day right now, but if he plays at this point, they've run out of so many guys. You know, Maxi Kleba's out for several weeks.
Finney-Smith.
Yeah, and Finney-Smith, like I just said, he's going to be out. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. So, you know, he might be back the middle of next month, but he might have a setback. You never know. So, and they're Dallas is another team that we need to kind of see. I feel like they're going to make a move. They're going to do something. So as we get closer, you know, the trade deadline's what, February? It's before All-Star. So it's coming up.
I don't know the exact date there.
It's probably like 5, maybe 6 weeks away. So it's coming up. It'll come up quicker than we think. So just keep an eye on some of these teams and, you know, any
Thursday, February 9th.
There you go. Coming up. So
thank you, Google.
Yep. And, one that just got announced is RJ Barrett. He's got a right index finger laceration. He is out at least a week. So New York.
Is that just today that came out?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? I did not see that.
Yeah, so New York's running kind of thin.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because Jalen Brunson is also day-to-day right now. So that's their.
Yeah, he's. I'm just thinking over as far as betting-wise and rebound props that I love to do. Mitrov and Randall have been off the charts with rebounds, but usually the only person that takes a lot of rebounds from those guys is, is Barrett. So those ups on those rebounds will probably stay up for those two guys in the with Barrett out.
Yeah, and I think with the minutes he's been getting, I think Quentin Grimes. He is a guy that even at the two guard spot, he'll get 5-6 rebounds. So, and the minutes have been there. He's getting minutes in the high 30s.
Yeah, he just shoots for crap.
He does.
From what I know.
It's very inconsistent. But, I mean, he's coming off, you know.
Depending what you know, I feel like ads, streamers and ads, I don't know, they're streamers and ads because they're not great in every category across the board. So you got to kind of pick and choose where you need to improve or not. And what
you do. But having said that, the Knicks play tonight against the Spurs. So that's a good matchup. And again, they're running, you know, the Knicks are kind of running out of bodies right now. If Brunson sits and we know that Barrett's already out, so they're running low on bodies. So Grimes is going to start. He's going to play a ton. And the other guy, I mean, if Brunson's out, I think Emmanuel Quickly is an absolute must stream. He's been good even before Brunson's gone down. So now that, you know, they played at Dallas the other night, And, you know, that game went into overtime. That was the big Luka game. But, yeah, quickly played 51 minutes. So they're not really using D Rose. They're not really using any of their other guards. So they're just kind of letting these guys play.
Yeah, I actually, I personally like quickly over Grimes. I feel like he's a little more consistent.
In terms of nine category fantasy, absolutely, because of the defensive stats.
Yeah.
I mean, Quickley's a really big steals guy. And, yeah, the percentages are both – they're both hit and miss for both of those guys. So, but right now, yeah, I mean, if we get word that Brunson's not going to play, then Quickley's a must play in my opinion.
And actually, you'll probably get good payouts as far as, you know, kind of plus rebounds, over-unders for those guys you just mentioned, with Barrett out as well. So Quickley and Grimes. And those might pay out pretty well. So those are something to look at.
Yep. Yeah. And then, so I guess I was saying, I have a list of guys who are day-to-day. I'm just going to kind of read them off. If we want to talk about any of these guys, we can. And we have kind of talked about some of them already.
Sure.
You know, we mentioned Brunson just now with the Knicks. And I mentioned Reggie Bullock with Dallas. But otherwise, I've got Tyrese Halliburton, Trey Young, Bradley Beal, Drew Holiday, Fred VanVleet, Clint Capella, Kyle Lowry, Herb Jones, Kelly Oubre Jr., Aaron Gordon, DeAndre Hunter, and Bruce Brown.
And Herb Jones is just COVID-related, right?
It's, yeah, health and safety protocols. He's missed two games. He's questionable for their next one. So, yeah, he's day-to-day. He should be back soon. But, yeah, Pelicans right now, they've been rolling, like we said. Their other guys have been stepping up. So that's just one more weapon that they'll get back here. And once they get everybody back and then get everybody kind of in a groove, they're just going to be that much more dangerous and fun to watch.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, as far as each of those guys, I don't think I have anything specific to say about them other than – when they're out, that's when you find other guys to bet on as far as props are, because that changes everything. And honestly, myself personally, I block those ones out. If there's somebody, I'm getting in the betting segment a little bit, but I personally, if I look at only starters usually to bet my props on, and if there's any starter that would regularly be in there that isn't, I almost stay away from everybody in that entire lineup.
Yeah, it's a good idea, because even on the fantasy side, you're streaming somebody because you have to, you know, because you've got a hole in your roster. It's not like you're, you know, excited to put these guys in your lineup. It's just more or less you need a body. You've got an open roster spot. But in terms of betting, yeah, you can't think that you know exactly what these guys are going to do. I mean, it's a total crapshoot. These are guys that normally come off the bench and play smaller roles. Their teams are asking them for more. Are they capable of that? Some are, but most of them usually aren't. And if they are, it's not consistent at all. I mean, if it's a, you know, game to game kind of thing, you know, they might. And again, it's based on who they're playing too. You always have to look at the opponent, look at the situation.
Exactly.
Are they on a back to back? You know, are they on the road or at home? You know, there's a lot of different factors.
Yep. And this is not injury related, but I feel like I want to talk about this guy every podcast we have, and that's Walker Kessler.
That's your boy.
He's just,
I love him too.
I love him. And even when he has a game that he doesn't do much, he still brings in some blocks. Like on Wednesday, he only scored 6 points. He had an assist. He only played 20 minutes, but he had 3 blocks. Six rebounds, 6 points, but he had 3 blocks. He's averaging a block every 10 minutes he plays. And even, like, you thought Olynyk came back or, you know, taking some minutes out of there, he's still getting those blocks that are just probably one of the most important. I don't know what he's ranked as far as, you know, fantasy, but he's got to be, what, top 75? Easy.
So per game, I will find out here. Per game, I thought he was in the hundreds, but the blocks carry a ton of weight. So you're right. I mean, if he's not in the top 100, he's like teetering on the line. He's not in the top 75. So let me try to find him real quick.
But yeah, I love him.
He's awesome. And I mean, he's, unfortunately they've had a couple teams that have gone smaller. So he's, you know, only had minutes in the low 20s. Where is he? Walker Kessler.
But yeah, I think every podcast I'm going to devote at least 30 seconds to Walker
so
Kessler.
He is overall he's 135th.
Okay.
But that's on the season, and we've talked before about how his role
just over December he's been averaging 2.2 blocks a game. And
yeah. So I mean, long story short, he's a guy that like in fantasy you want to still have him on your roster because at any point Utah could, you know, start to sell the farm a little bit and trade some of these veterans and give him more playing time. Also, you mentioned Olynyk. He's always been injury prone. He has been starting this year and he's played well, but you know, he's just coming off an injury and you know, it's only probably a matter of time before something else happens. Yeah. And that's just going to put Kessler right back in the starting lineup. And against bigger teams, he will play, you know, close to 30 minutes. But even if he doesn't, like you said, he blocks shots even if he's playing minutes in the teens.
Yep.
So, and the blocks alone, the blocks and the percentages alone give him enough value, but the upside is what makes the real difference. He is a guy that down the stretch, he has an opportunity. He's going to have an opportunity to play big minutes down the stretch. Yeah. I think regardless of where and they're at in the standings.
Yeah. I was going to say, especially if they were in the same kind of spot that they're at where they're, what are they, six now or seven?
They are ninth right now.
Oh, okay.
In the
but
West.
It's so close, I'm sure.
But it's real close. Yeah. So, I mean, if they go on a big winning streak, then that might hurt him a little bit because that might incentivize them to kind of keep the team together, keep them rolling.
Sure.
But if they go on a losing streak, if they maybe lose a couple guys to injury, if, you know, like something happens to Olynyk or like a Mike Conley or somebody else in their backcourt, that could they could take a hit as these other teams, like, you know, if Golden State and Minnesota get their injured players back and they go on a run, they could potentially push Utah out of there. And then that might make Utah want to go into sell mode and, you know, like kind of almost tank mode. But
however,
we also thought that they were going to do that at the beginning of the year and that didn't happen. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think with the West too, I think we talked about this and just passing in the past, not on the pod. But the bottom teams in the West are really bottom dwelling teams.
They are. Yeah.
So we talked about Golden State, even with Curry out, we're like, oh, they're going to lose a bunch of games, but they got to be what? 11, 10.
Yeah.
They're
right
there
right now.
Okay.
Right there.
And they're not
Minnesota,
going anywhere.
Same thing with Minnesota. if Carl Anthony Towns comes back, you know, they're going to be competing too.
Exactly. But I don't think Golden State will ever go lower than 11, right? And I think Utah's in the same position. They'll never go lower than 11.
Yeah, so. No, it's true because, you know, the Lakers are, you know, stumbling right now. And then, of course, you have, like, Rockets, Spurs, Thunder.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah, so exactly.
Credit to the NBA for adding the play-in, too.
For sure. It's been awesome.
Makes everything a lot more relevant.
Yeah, it does. It keeps these teams – it gives them more it incentivizes them to compete more and keep playing. And again, what's great about Walker Kessler is win or lose, he's going to be valuable. If they go into lose mode, he's their rookie. They're going to play him. They're still going to put him out there. They're going to use him. He's going to have a ton of upside. But even if they're still winning, he's still, because of what he does, because of what we said, he blocks a ton of shots. He's got a pretty consistent role even as a bench player. He has a ton of value in fantasy.
Yeah.
So you need centers who can block shots.
All right. Does that cover kind of some ads, injuries, drops, everything? Or
yeah,
anything else,
pretty
or?
Much. I mean, like I said, Thomas Bryant's the big one. I think if he's out there in any league, you should scoop him up. The other guys I like are, we mentioned him already, but Torrey Craig for Phoenix. I like that, you know, kind of safety net that he provides. He's got a consistent role. You know, he's going to be out there pretty much whatever the case may be. You know, he's got a nice consistent set of minutes. For the Knicks right now, kind of keep an eye on their situation, but I do like Grimes, and I like Quickly too. I like both of those guys, especially if Brunson's going to be out, so just kind of keep an eye on that. And then, like I said, for Dallas right now, they're running low on bodies, so I like Tim Hardaway Jr. I'm not a big fan of him in nine category fantasy because the percentages are usually atrocious. But he's a very streaky player, and if he gets hot, you know, he can put up points, get you a ton of threes, and then because of the minutes are going to be there, he has a small chance of doing stuff across nine categories, maybe getting a steal or two, you know, maybe walking into a block shot or something, you know, just something. He's going to have opportunity because he's going to be on the floor because they're low on bodies.
All right, let's kind of move over to a little more betting focused here, and just public service announcement. We got to do this. I feel like it's the good thing to do. So always bet responsibly. Never bet more than you can afford to lose. You got to say that.
Well said.
And also, we are not professional gamblers at all.
Far from it.
Do not take our advice and take it as seriously as you want to and put $1 million on what we say. So use our advice at your own risk. This is just things that we notice. I notice. Steve notices that some trends that you might want to capitalize on.
And keep in mind, too, keep in mind that there's so many moving parts in the NBA right now. So many injuries, so many guys going in and out of the lineup. These are just things that we're bringing up that you can look at when you're making your bets and just say, hey, here's, you know, different matchups you can kind of focus in on and stuff, but nothing's guaranteed. So
not at all. I think with sports betting, and if you do a lot of sports betting, you'll notice that nothing is guaranteed. But I can tell you there are two things that are guaranteed as far as props. And that's Jordan Poole getting under 6 rebounds a game. That is guaranteed. And also guaranteed is Brook Lopez getting under 4 assists a game. So if you want to take those two things, you can add them to any parlay, sprinkle them in to just add a little bit more. 100% of the time, those two stats happen. So that's pretty important. But let's see, specifically things, what did I want to bring up here? Got to find my notes as I got way too many notes up here in one spot. Let's see. I think we mentioned earlier, Lakers 1-6 against the spread with Anthony Davis out. So yeah, just, and 5-2 on the over. So the defense lacks anybody the Lakers are playing, the guys specifically, stats specifically, teams, go for it. Just go anti Lakers, everything, fade Lakers, just attack, go for
them.
It. Yeah. let's see, as far as other specific things, I mentioned the locks with Lopez and Poole. There's, I guess, another interesting trend as far as against the spread on the road and at home. I mentioned this to you in passing, not on the pod, but I feel like it's very relevant. Memphis, Golden State, Philly, and Milwaukee are best against the spread at home.
Mm-hmm.
But Golden State, Memphis, and Milwaukee are the worst against the spread on the road.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So any matchups you're looking at, Milwaukee, Golden State, Memphis at home, you can take them against that spread and you'll probably come out on the upside. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but it's like 70% or more in your favor with those kind of numbers. So, let's see. But yeah, if we go, actually, interesting enough, Wednesday night's games back those numbers up. If you look at, Chicago was at Milwaukee. Chicago was +3. Chicago actually pulled off the win in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one. And you got Utah at Golden State +4. I'm sorry, Milwaukee was at Chicago. I got that backwards. But then, and the other way is Utah at Golden State. So Golden State at home +4.5 on Wednesday. And they also came through. So stats don't lie. As far as looking at, I kind of just quickly going into the weekend games, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday is actually a really short card. I think there's only 3 or 4 games on Sunday, if I remember right. But looking at Friday, fade the Lakers. Hawks at Lakers. I think you got to look at the Hawks. I don't know what, obviously we don't know what the spread will be because it's not out yet, but I would take the Hawks against the spread.
And again, remember that Trae Young and DeAndre Hunter are both questionable day to day. So keep an eye on their statuses. And if they're out, you know, target maybe some of those other guys on Atlanta, you know, the different, obviously like DeJounte Murray, but even like all their swingmen, you know, Bogdanovich, AJ Griffin, guys like that.
Yep.
Oh, Capella too. Capella's another one
as well.
Yep. So Okongwu, John Collins, big guys, pretty much just keep an eye on their team. But yeah, attack the Lakers
at all costs right now.
Yep.
Yep. I think another big game that day, if you're looking at just spread betting, Bucks are home against Minnesota. So I like the Bucks. Actually, I found the numbers here. 12-5 against the spread at home. So pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. So Bucks at home.
Yeah.
Roll with them every time.
And the Bucks are they're motivated now. They've had a couple bad losses. They are I think gonna try to, you know, get their guys back, get Holiday and Middleton back here soon so they can go on a run and try to get back up to the top of the East.
As far more on Friday, just as far as prop betting, if you like same game parlays, and actually I think it might be the best game, best matchup of the entire weekend is Philadelphia at New Orleans. I think that's probably awesome. The best game of the weekend. And I think it's also probably the best game of the weekend to look at actual prop bets on those things. And things I like there, on the plus side, Joel Embiid and James Harden rebounding wise. Really good to look at. Trey Murphy down on rebounds. He seems to always be down. I think he's under 6 rebounds. This is 24 out of 30 games this season.
Yeah.
So he's on the low side.
His minutes might go down a little bit if Herb Jones comes back. And then obviously Ingram is working his way back too. So.
Correct. So it might not even be an offer come Friday night on FanDuel, DraftKings, or wherever you make your bets. But something to look at. Herb Jones is another guy who doesn't rebound too well, doesn't have high rebounds. He's under 5, 19 out of 23 games this season. But another guy you love, Valanciunas.
Yep.
The big guy is consistent with his rebounds. You can get him over 6 pretty much any day, and you easily higher than that if you want to push those odds higher.
And he's been playing better. And, you know, with Zion back even, those guys, they're starting to, you know, get a feel for each other. And, you know, once they get all their weapons together, they're going to be a dangerous team and fun to watch. They already are.
Another game Friday, look at Miami at Denver. This is purely on stats to go towards the under on that game. Miami is 6-9 on the road. Denver's 5-10, 5 over out of 15 games at home. I'm not sure how that happens or why that's happening, but it's there.
Yeah, and that game, that matchup's going to be a weird one because Miami, like all season, they've basically just tried to muck things up. You know, they've had so many different changes to their lineup, and they've been doing such weird stuff with their injury reports, and you just never know with that team who's going to be out there on a game-to-game basis, and it's really annoying. It's annoying for fantasy, and but they've been able to stay around 500 because they basically, like I said, have just kind of like mucked up these games, and it screws up a lot of the stats and whatnot too.
Yes, it does. I notice it all the time. Yeah. And then just touching Saturday, let's see, Clippers at Pacers. Knicks at Rockets. Those are probably two games I like to focus on as far as just rebounds and assist prop bets.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Really, the Clippers. The Clippers have a lot of players that get consistent stats, and Paul George is one of them. As far as assist and rebounds, he's always under a certain amount, it seems to be. I think the assists is 7. I think the rebounds is 9, so you can find him under there a lot. Reggie Jackson's low on rebounds. Kawhi Leonard, same way. He's around the Paul George thing, under 9 rebounds a game. And then a guy who's kind of on the fringe, who pisses me off a lot when I make bets, is Marcus Morris. he's like, he'll be a pretty good rebounding machine, you know, 6+, 75% of the time.
Yeah.
So 3 out of 4 games. And then the other one, he just poops the bed. So... He's all over the place.
But. And they're another team that their lineup's all over the place. Now, hopefully with that game, there's no back-to-back situation or anything. They're on the road right now. They play tonight, and then they're off until Saturday. So they don't have anybody – they don't have an excuse to, like, sit certain guys. Like, they should all be out there. So hopefully that's the case. But, again, with that team, you just never really know.
And then one other one to touch on Sunday. Just want to bring up Celtics at Nuggets on Sunday. I like the under in that game. And that's, again, this is all just based on purely stats, but the second worst team at home over under is the Nuggets. And we kind of brushed on that on the, I think, the Friday game. And then also one of the worst, the most unders for Boston on the road. So that one just lines up perfectly.
Yeah, and that's a big matchup too. You know, two teams, you know, at the top of their conferences. So you got to think there's going to be some heavy defense. It's going to be a physical game, probably more physical than like what Denver's normally used to with their run and gun style. But
that was a mistake.
It's all good.
Anyways.
Yeah, only three games on Sunday. So
yeah, short slate, but
yep.
Some decent, like that Boston and Denver game should be pretty good.
For sure.
But yeah, let's see if I can actually. Nope, I can't get it. It's not working for me. Well, I checked this one up. This was a good practice. But anyways, we thank everybody for listening to Menace Podman. We're going to try and do this weekly. We should be out on, you know, the Fridays is when we plan to publish this stuff. And again, we thank iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Riverside FM, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, all those places, platforms that let us edit our podcasts and broadcast our podcasts for people to hear. So, yeah, I mean, feel free to leave a review, leave a message, and we'll talk to you again next week.
And Miss Parman.